The Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act is supposed to slash $50 billion in improper payments. It requires agencies to come up with a plan to reduce overpayment errors. Joining us now is Mark Easton. He's the Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the Department of Defense. He's here to talk with us about his agency's plan and how it's working. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. I'm delighted to be with you.
Now, this law on improper payments, and there's presidential orders on improper payments, a lot of that is DOD, isn't it?
I think DOD is a big player by virtue of the fact that we have a significant size budget, as we know. But I think that improper payments in general is very much of a good news story because, as a percentage, we have very, very few improper payments.
How do you measure success, or is that how you measure success? I mean, how do you gauge that?
Well, there's standards that are set by the Office of Management and Budget. We've got probably four general categories or programs: military retirement payments, military health benefits payments that are typically paid through a contractor, our military pay and civilian pay payments, and commercial payments. Obviously, a large portion because paying contractors, and we have. We set some very ambitious targets, but those improper payment categories are very, very actual fractions of a percent of our total payments. But we have goals and we measure them both monthly and quarterly.
So tell us how you get them down to those low levels, or I guess that's to say prevent them in the first place.
Well, that's exactly what we try to do. Is we try to work on improving processes in the commercial payment area. We place a great deal, and those are payments to contractors, a great deal of emphasis on prepayment validation, and I think that's consistent with the recent executive order to be able to prevent payments, improper payments. If we identify an improper payment, we aggressively work to recover those payments.
If you're in a situation where you're not ahead of the curve, where it seems like you are, what sort of advice would you give to others who are behind the eight ball? Where do they even begin with something like this? It can be quite overwhelming.
It can, and the nature of our business processes are quite complex. We have worked very hard to map our business processes to identify key controls, and to ensure that those key controls are tested. To the extent possible, where we can, is we want to put controls into our automated processes, because then there's less likelihood, of errors when the computer is making the decisions for you.
So just give us a couple of numbers here. What is the total of DOD improper payments yearly, and how much of that do you get back in recovery?
Well, last year we reported, and we have to report annually in our annual financial report, improper payments in the range of a little bit over $800 million. And so not quite $1 billion. And I think that we may be slightly over that as a dollar value. But again, as I mentioned, the percentages are very low. For example, in the retired pay category, our error rates are approximately 0.12. That's about a tenth of 1%, and that goes up to into the 2% category for some of our reservist pay, and in the current environment where we're paying reservists, making sure that we're paying them on time and accurately is very, very important.
We're talking with Mark Easton. He is the Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the Defense Department. I wonder also, it seems like, again, I mentioned this earlier, you're ahead of the curve. So is this law going to change how you do your job or any of your efforts to recover improper payments at all?
I think it provides us an opportunity to continue to improve. And I think that part of the executive order involves posting high dollar value improper payments. And I think that that continues to give us the incentive to work harder. A stewardship of tax dollars is very, very important, and we take it very, very seriously. We think it's a good news story, but it's an opportunity for us to continuously improve our efforts because the dollars are very, very large, and your confidence or the public's confidence is very important.
And if you look across government at that total figure that is cited a lot, $80 billion or $100 billion every year, The bulk of it seems to be through entitlement programs that are administered through states and subcontractors, and a very small percentage is actually the government paying contractors directly improperly. Is that the case in DOD? The bulk of what you have is some of those, as you mentioned, benefits that are paid through contractors.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And when it comes to payments to both our contractors as well as our personnel, you know, we have everyone as a quality assurance agent, and they provide us feedback as well. One of the top goals is to ensure that we're paying our personnel and our contractors both accurately and on time.
So does it change how you approach that then, how you approach contracting and procurement?
I think that we've tried to, as part of some of the broader efforts to transform the way we do business, we've tried to simplify the way we write contracts. You know, to be honest, a large portion of our commercial pay, improper payments, are in fact underpayments, not overpayments, and result from the fact that many of them are progress payments, and it's a little bit of a reflection of the complexity of the contracts, and sometimes that can't be avoided. But to the extent that we can simplify our contracting processes, and we work very hard with our colleagues in the acquisition community to try to do that, that will in turn benefit because improper payments in and of itself is something that we need to eliminate. Our goal is zero, but clearly we can't ever achieve the goal based on the scale of operations. But at the same time, it's really the cost of rework associated. When we identify and have to redo a payment, you know, there's savings there as well.
And also, we know that the cost-cutting measures, the Defense Secretary has unveiled these cost-cutting measures that we've been talking about all morning. We realize that you can't really specifically address this. You're on the audit side of things. This came out of a different part of the Comptroller's office. But eliminating improper payments, that's got to help somehow.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a part of, and this is a part that we think that we're ahead of the power curve, but it's a part of an overall reform effort and reforming the way we do business, and we had placed a priority on this and will continue to place a priority on reducing improper payments.
Mark Easton, the Deputy Chief Financial Officer at DOD. Federal News Radio continues to reach out to various agencies to learn how they're also trying to meet this law's mandates. Mr. Easton, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Amy, Tom, thank you, and have a great day.